Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, founder of Perpetual Wealth Financial. And as always, my mission is to help you navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. Today, we're talking about what may be the most important question a widow ever asks. In fact, it's probably the most common question I've heard from widows throughout my entire career. The question is simple, but it carries an enormous amount of emotion. Am I going to be okay financially? Maybe you've asked that question yourself. Maybe you've asked it out loud. Maybe you've asked it silently at 2 o'clock in the morning when you couldn't sleep. Maybe you've stared at the ceiling wondering, will the money last? Can I stay in my home? What happens if healthcare costs increase? What if the market crashes? What if I make a mistake? What if something happens to me? And perhaps the hardest part of all, what if I'm the only one worrying about this? If you've ever had those thoughts, I want you to know something. You are not alone. And more importantly, asking that question doesn't mean you're in trouble. It means you're human. Because when you've spent years making decisions as part of a couple and suddenly find yourself making those decisions alone, uncertainty feels much bigger. Today, I want to talk to you about how to answer that question. Not with wishful thinking, not with blind optimism, but with clarity. Because there's a big difference between hoping you're okay and knowing why you're okay. So let's talk about that. Several years ago, I met with a widow who was absolutely convinced she was heading toward financial trouble. She had spent months worrying. She was cutting expenses, avoiding travel, putting off home repairs, saying no to things she enjoyed. Not because she couldn't afford them, but because she was afraid she couldn't afford them. Every financial decision felt dangerous. Every purchase felt questionable. Every market headline made her nervous. And when she sat down in my office, the first thing she said was, "Carol, I need to know if I'm going to be okay." As we started organizing everything, something interesting happened. We gathered her accounts, reviewed her income sources, looked at her expenses, reviewed her taxes, evaluated her investments, and little by little, a different picture emerged. She wasn't running out of money. She wasn't in danger. She wasn't on the edge of financial disaster. She simply didn't have clarity. The problem wasn't her finances. The problem was uncertainty. And uncertainty has a way of making every problem feel bigger than it actually is. That's why this question is so important. Because sometimes the greatest threat isn't financial reality, it's financial fear. One of the things I've learned over the years is that financial insecurity and financial reality are not always the same thing. You can have substantial assets and still feel terrified. You can have very little debt and still feel vulnerable. You can have a solid plan and still worry. Why? Because widowhood changes more than finances. It changes confidence. It changes identity. It changes the way you think about risk. When your spouse was alive, there was another person helping carry the responsibility, someone to discuss decisions with, someone to reassure you, someone to share the burden. Now it's just you. And suddenly every decision feels heavier, every choice feels more important, every mistake feels more dangerous. Add in financial news, market volatility, healthcare concerns, inflation, and uncertainty about the future. And it's easy to understand why so many widows wonder whether they're going to be okay. The real question isn't, why am I worried? The real question is, how do I know whether my worries are justified? Now, here's where many people look for a simple answer. They want a magic number, a specific account balance, a certain amount of savings, a retirement income target. But that's not how financial confidence works. Knowing whether you're going to be okay financially is rarely about the number. It's about how all the pieces work together. Your income, your expenses, your investments, your taxes, your healthcare costs, your debt, your lifestyle, your goals. Think of it like a puzzle. One piece doesn't tell you much, but when all the pieces fit together, the picture becomes clear. That's why some people with millions of dollars still feel anxious. And some people with far less money feel confident. Confidence doesn't come from one account balance. It comes from understanding the entire picture. Let's talk about some encouraging signs, because many widows underestimate how strong their financial position actually is. For example, do you own your home outright or have a manageable mortgage? That's a strength. Do you have a Social Security income? That's a strength. Do you have a pension income? That's a strength. Do you have retirement savings? That's a strength. Have you historically spent less than you earned? That's a strength. Do you have little or no consumer debt? That's a strength. Do you have family, friends, or professionals you can call when questions arise? That's a strength too. And here's one people rarely consider. Are you asking thoughtful questions? If you're listening to a podcast like this, if you're trying to learn, if you're paying attention, if you're seeking guidance, that's actually a tremendous strength. The women who get into trouble financially are often the ones who ignore everything. The fact that you're asking questions means you're engaged, and engaged people make better decisions. Now let's address one of the biggest fears many widows have, the market. Because every time the news talks about a correction, a recession, inflation, interest rates, or uncertainty, many women start wondering, what if everything falls apart? Here's what I want you to remember. Markets have always gone through difficult periods, always. Yet most successful retirement plans are built with that reality in mind. The question isn't whether markets will fluctuate, they will. The question is whether your plan has been designed to withstand those fluctuations. That's a very different conversation. And it's why having a strategy matters more than predicting the future. Nobody knows exactly what the market will do next year, but we can prepare for uncertainty. That's what planning is all about. Another major source of worry is healthcare, and understandably so. Healthcare costs are real. Long-term care concerns are real. Medical surprises happen, but again, worrying isn't a strategy. Planning is. One of the most valuable things a widow can do is understand what healthcare resources are available, what risks exist, and what contingency plans have been put in place. Because uncertainty feels much scarier than reality, even when reality isn't perfect. This may be the most important part of today's episode, the difference between hope and confidence. Many people confuse hope with confidence. Hope says, I think I'll be okay. Confidence says, I understand why I'll be okay. Hope says, I hope the money lasts. Confidence says, I know where my income comes from and how my plan works. Hope says, I hope I don't make a mistake. Confidence says, I know who to call before making important decisions. Do you see the difference? Hope depends on circumstances. Confidence comes from understanding. And that's one of the primary goals of financial planning. Not just creating numbers on paper, creating confidence. So what should you do if you're listening today and you're honestly not sure whether you're going to be okay? Start with the basics. First, get organized. Know what you have. Know where things are. Know who your accounts are with. Second, understand your income. Where is your money coming from? Is it Social Security, pensions, investments, retirement accounts? Third, understand your expenses. Not perfectly, just realistically. And fourth, review your taxes. As we discussed in our last episode, taxes can have a significant impact on your long-term financial security. And finally, build a plan, a real plan, not a collection of accounts, not a stack of statements, a coordinated plan that helps you understand how everything works together. That's how uncertainty starts turning into confidence. There is a moment that happens from time to time in my office that never gets old. A widow comes in worried, overwhelmed, anxious, unsure. We spend time reviewing everything, organizing, planning, answering questions, building clarity. And eventually she leans back in her chair and says, I think I'm going to be okay. Sometimes she cries. Sometimes I do too. Because that moment is never really about money. It's about relief. It's about finally putting down a burden she's been carrying alone. And here's my favorite part. Most of the time, she was stronger and more secure than she realized all along. She simply needed someone to help her see it. If you're listening today and wondering whether you're going to be okay financially, I want you to remember something. The goal isn't to eliminate every uncertainty. Life will always contain uncertainty. The goal is to replace fear with understanding, to replace guessing with planning, to replace isolation with guidance. Because confidence doesn't come from having all the answers. Confidence comes from knowing where to find them. And if you're asking questions, learning, planning, and taking one step at a time, you're already doing far better than you may realize. You are stronger than you think, more capable than you believe, and more prepared than your fears sometimes allow you to see. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement. If this episode encouraged you, please subscribe and share it with someone who may need to hear it. And until next time, remember, you don't have to navigate the financial seas alone. I'm Carol Dewey, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.